It's an honor to be here.
I got a green light. Ready to go then, ain't I? I tell you what, I really appreciate the preachers that have been done this week and these good messages that the Lord has given us. I need this. Need this good fellowship around our place, and I'm sure it's that way most all other places. I don't know how many preachers I go to and have fellowship with because of their stand on various things and let the world creep into the churches. And I like to be with God's people that's filled with the Spirit to take a stand for God. Amen? That's where I want to be. Take your NIV and turn to Hezekiah chapter 5. About the same thing, isn't it? I mean, you know. Oh, the Lord's good. Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8. I got to hurry. I got about 28 minutes, and then the other preacher will have 30 minutes. Romans chapter 8, verse number 1. Appreciate the opportunity to grace this pulpit after so many great men of God over the years. And today, this week, has stood in this pulpit and brought the Word of God. I feel, like Paul said, I'm least among the brethren today. But I thank God for the opportunity to be here. Romans chapter 8, we'll begin reading in verse number 1. There is, therefore, now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin, thank God, condemn sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So then, they that are in the flesh cannot please God. But you're not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. But if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his Spirit that dwelleth in you. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors not to the flesh to live after the flesh. For if you live after the flesh, ye shall die. But if ye through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, ye shall live. I trust you'll pray for us for a little while as we try to bring the Word of God to you. I was reading this the other day and the Holy Spirit began to deal with my heart. If you'll notice in these verses of Scripture I read, the word flesh is mentioned several times. Especially in verse number 1 where it says, walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. And verse 4 also says, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. So these are definitely got my attention when he mentioned it twice, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. I'd like to preach to you for a little while, but put a title in the message this morning, how's our walk? How is our walk today? What are we walking after today? Why is there no condemnation? Verse 1 says there is therefore now no condemnation. Why is that? Because we walk after the Spirit. Amen? How is the righteous of the law fulfilled in us? Because we walk after the Spirit. Amen? Now, I'm going to give you a few things. First of all, what the flesh will do. Then we'll go and see what the Spirit will do, if I have time. First of all, what will the flesh do? Well, according to Scripture, it condemns us. Amen? It condemns us. Look at verse 1. There is therefore now no condemnation them which are in Christ who walk not after the flesh. Amen? What does that imply? If you're not walking out of the Spirit, you're condemned. Amen? In the flesh, you're condemned. In chapter 5, verse number 12, the Romans says this. Wherefore, by one man, sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. Death passed on all men, for all have sinned. Then in Romans chapter 3, verse 23, the Bible says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And Brother Dunn hammered on this last night and done a good job with it. Romans 6, 23, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God's eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Then in John chapter 3, verse 18, we're talking about being condemned now. John chapter 3 and verse 18. John 3:18. This is what our Lord said. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. Amen. As long as I was walking after the flesh, I had no need of Christ. I didn't want Christ. I had no interest in church. I had no interest in hearing the gospel. I was walking in the flesh. I was condemned. Amen. Because I was not a believer. You know what sends people to hell? Unbelief. Amen. Somebody said drinking to send you to hell. Smoking to send you to hell. Being a bad neighbor to send you to hell. Using idle words to send you to hell. No, unbelief is what sends anybody to hell. Amen? Because when you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and are born again, washed in the blood of the Lamb, all that's gone. Amen? You're a new creature in Christ. And so, what walking in the flesh will do, it will condemn us. Then number two, what the flesh will do, it causes separation from God. Amen. When you walk in the flesh, you're separated from God. What does Isaiah 59 verse 1 and 2 tell us? Amen. What does he say? Your iniquities have hid your face from God, have separated between you and your God. Amen. Sin separates us from God. Amen. Remember in the Garden of Eden, God walked in the cool of the day looking for his first group of people that he created, first two people, and he said, where art thou? Amen. That's what he said. Now, was he saying, where art thou, because he didn't know where they was? Or was he saying, where art thou, because they wanted them to see where they're at? Amen. Where art thou, Adam? Where art thou, Eve? Well, we heard you coming, Lord, and your voice kind of convicted us of where we stand now. Amen. And we were naked. And we wasn't hid. We had to sew some fig leaves together to cover our nakedness. And God said, who told you he's naked? Amen. So what happened? They were driven out of the garden. God put a guard over the gate. Said, you can't go back in. What happened? They were separated from God. Why? You know what they did? They started walking after the flesh. Lust of the eyes, lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. Got a hold of them. Amen? Got a hold of them. The same thing is happening to us today, friend. What the devil used on Eve in the Garden of Eden is using on you and I today. Amen? He wants the pride built up in your life, in my life. He wants you to lust after the flesh. He wants you to look upon things. That's what Eve did. She started looking at that fruit because the devil said, hey, God said, hey, he knows if you eat that fruit, you're going to be like him. What a lie, wouldn't it? The biggest mistake Eve ever had and did is what we do today. Don't ever start talking to the devil. Amen? If you start talking to the devil, I guarantee you, you'll be in trouble. And that's what she did. She began to converse with him. Then he said, he cast doubt on the word of God, and that's what Satan does. Yeah, has God said that? Did God really say that? They cast his doubt in everybody's mind today that their backs lit on God and got away and started walking after the flesh. He's cast a doubt in their mind about, really, is that going to happen? Is that really going to take place? So, not only does walking in the flesh condemn us and it causes separation between us and the Lord, number three, it makes us subject unto the law of sin and death. Look at verse number 2 in our text over in Romans chapter number 8. Our text in Romans chapter number 8. The Bible says this in verse 2. For the law of the Spirit and of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. We were subject to the law of sin and death. One person caused that. When Adam fell in the Garden of Eden, brought sin upon the whole race. Amen? He did that. Now, here's a question. We walk after the flesh, and we get condemned for it, and get separated from God, and we become the subject of the law of sin and death. The question is, how can we remove the flesh? How can we remove the flesh? We live in a fleshly body. How can we remove from walking after the flesh? Well, I believe there's an answer right here in our text we read this morning. Look at verse 13. For if we live after the flesh, you die. But if ye through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, ye shall live. Well, how did I get rid of the flesh? Kill it. Amen? Mortify. The word mortify carries a thought of destroy, to subdue, to depress, to refrain. A lot of meanings to the word mortify. But I just say kill it. Amen? Just kill it. What did Paul say in 1 Corinthians 15, verse 21? I die daily. Does that mean he's buried every day? You go dig him up tomorrow and he goes again. And No. I die daily to the flesh. Amen? I don't want to walk after the flesh. You don't want to walk after the flesh. But Brother Paul, in this same book we're reading from today, made this statement. That I want to do, I don't do. That I don't want to do, I do. Amen? That's the flesh warring against the Spirit of God. One time I heard this, and I don't know how so it is not, and I'm not prejudiced, and I'm not using this as a racist thing. But there's a black preacher one time made a statement about that. He said, the devil wants me, and God wants me, and whoever I yield to gets me. Amen. God votes for me, the devil votes for me, and whichever way I vote, that's the way the election goes. Amen? That's what the devil does. He uses this flesh to hammer us to death. I don't know about you, preachers. Maybe you're closer to God than I am, I'm sure. But I'm going to tell you something. Every day I put up in that battle. Every day there's something that comes up, causes this old flesh to want to follow after it. Amen? You remember going in grocery stores, and when you come out, guess what's on the shelf right before you get out of there? Boy, there's an article there in that paper I need to look at. But who prints the paper and what is it all about to start with? Amen? Lust after the flesh. Boy, it appears that's what the devil does. He paints it good, don't he? Amen? He paints a good picture. But friend, that's what he does. He painted Eve a good picture. That fruit looked good. She had a desire in her heart to get it. And she got it. Lust of the eyes, lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. Friend, we are in trouble when we give in to the flesh. Amen?
Yes, amen.
If Satan can get us to walk after the flesh, your testimony is gone. Amen? A lot of preachers have failed in that category. It's hard to say, but they have. All right, we've seen then what the flesh will do. Walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. We've seen what the flesh will do. Just a few things. There's many. Let's look right quickly. I've got about 10 minutes to see what the Spirit will do. Amen. Walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Well, what will the flesh do? Well, according to verse number 2 in our text in chapter 8 of Romans, verse 2, for the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free. Made me free from the law of sin and death. Amen. What does the Spirit do? It'll make you free. Amen. It'll free you from that lustful desire. It'll free you from that pride of life. It'll free you from that lust of the eyes. Amen. If you walk after the Spirit, that's what'll happen. John chapter 8, verse 32 and 36, you know that. Everybody memorizes that. Amen. If the Son shall make you free, you'll be free indeed. Amen. When you walk out of the Spirit, you have freedom. Now, if I got up before you today, and I got up here bragging on myself, and if I got up here to show you how pretty I am, boy, it's a lie, isn't it? But if I got up here parading myself and using my flesh to try to persuade you, how far would I get? I'd be destroying myself. Amen. I'm not here to make a show. I'm trying to represent my Lord Jesus Christ in this pulpit today. Amen. I'm trying to walk after the Spirit. I don't want the flesh to rise up in me. I don't want the flesh to take control of me. The flesh will make you desire worldly things. But thank God we're set free from that. We're set free from it. In Romans chapter 5, verse number 18. Let me read some scripture right quickly. Romans chapter 5, verse 18. Therefore, as by the offense one, judgment came upon all men to condemnation. We talked about that. So by the righteousness of one, the free gift came upon all men unto justification of life. For by one man's disobedience, many were made sinners, so by the obedience of one shall many be made righteous. Moreover, the law entered that the offense might abound, but where sin abounded, grace did much more abound, that as sin hath reigned, past tense, unto death, even so might grace reign, present tense, through righteousness unto eternal life by Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen? So what does that say? You don't have to walk after the flesh. We have the Holy Ghost of God living in us today. A lot of folks don't want to hear the word Holy Ghost because It makes us feel like we're Pentecostal. Amen. You ever been called a Baptist Costal? Baptist Costal. You know what they're saying? You're half Baptist, half Pentecostal. Call me what you will. I'm saved, washed in the blood of the Lamb. Amen. Amen. I've been delivered from walking after the lust of the flesh. So, let me get this right quickly. We've been redeemed and set free from the bondage of sin. In Romans 3:24, the Bible said, being justified freely by His grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. We've been set free. Thank God. I've been set free from bondage and the slave market of sin. Amen. That word redeemed carries two or three different meanings. And I'd like to give you what C.I. Schofield said in his Bible. You may condemn that. That's all right. He has some good notes. Amen. Some of his notes are good. You may not want to follow all of them. You don't have to go with what everybody's commentaries on everything. If you did, you'd be in a mess. Your mind would be in a whirl if you believed everything everybody wrote. But C.I. Schofield says this about redemption. Redemption has to do with the slave market of sin. And I want to give you this. Romans 7:14 says that we're sold under sin. That refers to a slave market where you go on the block and somebody bids for your soul. In the slave market of sin, I like to look at it this way, and just as an example. The slave market of sin, the devil's got you bound up, and he's bidding you off to various things. First of all, in the slave market of sin, I was sold under rebellion. Amen? Anything pertaining to God, I rebelled against. Amen? And whenever the devil got through with me in my rebellion, I began to soften a little bit, begin to believe God a little bit. He said, I got to get rid of him. He's no good to me anymore. So he puts me back on the slave market. And here comes another little devil up, and he said, I believe I'll buy him because I want to get him where he won't believe anything. I'm going to put him under unbelief. So for years, we live in unbelief. And when that runs out, it don't benefit the devil anymore. He'll put you back on the slave market, on the block of sin, and he'll say, I tell you what, I believe I'll purchase him over here because I'm going to put him on alcohol. I'm going to make an alcoholic out of him. And so he gets to drinking. A little social drink. A little toddy. One beer. It won't hurt anything. I can control that. What does the devil do? He'll slip into your body and say, boy, wasn't that good? Don't you want some more of that? Amen. There's nothing wrong with that. Let me get another one. And then another one. And then you'll want to quit, but the old lust of the flesh, walking after the flesh, says, no, you don't need to quit. Just hang in there with it. And the first thing you know, you're drunk. I'm going to use a Bible term on that alcohol business. Amen. The Bible calls them drunk. Amen. So we need your Bible words on that. But that's what the devil does. You see what I'm saying here in the slave market of sin? He tosses you around and he puts you on this. He puts you on that. He'll get you off alcohol. Then he'll get you on dope. Amen. He keeps throwing us around in the slave market of sin. And all of this does is keep us from Christ. Keeps us from wanting to go after God. Then we have that unbridled lust. Sold under sin. Then we have that killer instinct. just go out and kill them. Then we have the liar and the cheat. Uh-oh, I got a hold of Washington that time, didn't I? Amen. I got in the political realm right there. Amen. If you run for office of any kind, and you're honest, God-fearing citizen, you may get one or two votes. If you get up there and lie to them, said, I guarantee you, if you'll vote for me, I'm going to do this when I get there. I guarantee you, I'm going to do this. I'm going to hook up with that crowd. Lying. That's what Satan will do. He'll try to pull you away to the slave market of sin. But oh, thank God, folks. I got about 3 minutes. Thank God. When I was in that slave market of sin, being tossed around every which way on every temptation that come. One day, somebody stepped up. Somebody had been to Calvary and came down the slave market of sin where I was at. In 1965, somebody come in and said, I'll take him. Amen. I'll take that drunk. I'll take that dope head. I'll take that liar and cheat. I'll purchase him to myself. Hallelujah. Mercy and grace stepped up and said, hey, I'll take it up on myself. Amen. Just put that to my account. I want him. Hallelujah. Well, I'm so glad that day when Jesus came in and delivered me from the lust of the flesh, instilled in my heart a desire to walk after the Spirit. My. Folks, what happened in your life? Something similar to that, didn't it? I was condemned to hell. Amen. I was heading to the lake of fire until Jesus stepped in and delivered me and set me free. Now I've got a choice. Am I going to walk after the flesh or am I going to walk after the Spirit? Amen? It's up to you. It's up to me. Thank God. Every day of my life, I want to walk after the Spirit. Amen. God help me to walk in the steps of my Savior. To walk after the Spirit. Now, let me say this in closing. In the slave market of sin, when I was purchased, I'll never go up for sale again. Amen. I'm not for sale. Hallelujah. Aren't you glad you're saved? For the marvelous grace of God. Give God the praise this morning. Amen. God bless you.